What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? Like, they might say, you'd better behave or the wet will get you.
And the boogerman will get you.
Bears.
What, how do you greet a friend on December 25th? What do you say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Well, Merry Christmas.
And if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to wet this very far.
I don't have to take it.
Put it very far. Oh yeah, we talked about this earlier, but what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
We call them, there's two or three different kinds. Now we call one that's got a, the edge of his shell is soft. We call them soft shell turtles. And this other one, we just call him turtle, regular water turtle. But this soft shell, they end up, whether you've ever tried to eat any of them or not, but that's some of the best meat you ever eat.
The soft shell?
The soft shell, that's
yeah,
right.
We had one in our lake once, but we never did eat it. We had the other kind mostly.
Yeah, the little one, hard shell, we call them the, some of them striped and some of them dark.
What would you call the same creature that lives on the land? Rather than in the water.
We call them gophers.
Gophers.
That's right.
Yeah. I've seen several of those around today. I think
yeah,
just driving
you,
up through.
Good many on this high land, wherever you see these oak ridges, you see a good many of them.
Yeah. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, chitlin is what is listed.
Do you ever have one?
I don't eat them. My wife do. She likes them. You take them and clean them, fix them like they should be.
What would you call the center part of an egg?
We call that the yolk.
And what about this part of a man's body? What would you call it?
We call that the chest. The breast. Either one. If you call it either one. Chest or the breast.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? One of the oars.
We always call them boats. We call them, but it might be a different name or some other name for it. That's what we always call them. Boat for fishing, you know.
Do people fish much around here, down at the river, or do they go?
We haven't been. The sun don't go up there. We haven't been this year.
What would you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillow slip.
Pillow slip?
That's right.
And if a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's a very pretty wet of beads.
We call them stringer beads. I believe they have some other name, but I couldn't remember.
If two men have a fight and one man defeats the other man very soundly, like he really defeats the other man, you might say that the one man really wet the other one.
Really, he whipped him.
Whipped him?
Mm-hmm. You say either one, you say he whipped him or beat him, either one. That's right. Most people would say that he worked him.
Yeah. And what would you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down?
Well, that's a calf of his leg.
And how about if it's